As Gabriel Moreno leads off for the Diamondbacks in the top of the fifth and lines one into center for a base hit. This is like that Oprah Winfrey meme. You get a hit and you get a hit and you get a hit. That's a car in that meme, but that's what it's like here tonight. So a base hit for Moreno, and now here's Jake McCarthy. McCarthy is 1-for-2, double and a ground out tonight. He squares to bunt, pulls the bat back, and took a changeup down low. It's 1-0.
Well, Corbin Burns gave up 11 hits and got 8 outs. Freddie's given up 8.
2 2/3, 11 hits, 8 runs, 7 earned, 5 strikeouts for Burns. 1-0 pitch. Fouled back and out of play. It's 1-1. Now, in defense of both pitchers, I will say that both have tried to work down in the zone, and that has just not been open for business with Brian Walsh. One pitch, and that missed outside, maybe by a baseball and a half. Didn't miss by a ton, but it was out. And it's 2-1 here on Jake McCarthy. Peralta out of the stretch. The 2-1 pitch, missed down and in, yanked on a changeup that time, and now the count is full at 3 balls and 1 strike. An 8-8 ball game. Who's going to blink in this Cactus League Classic here tonight on a Friday night in Arizona? There goes a runner. 3-1 pitch is fouled out of play third base side, and the count is full at 3-2. How about that? 9,597 tonight. It looks like that much. Now, this place is packed. And look, the berms are packed. Everybody's in the seats. But the concourses are packed, too. Not a lot of room to walk out there right now. There's so many people in this yard. Spinning a throw to first, and Moreno is back. And the other cool feature that you don't get as much during day games here is you have all the brats that are cooking in all the concession stands down the right field line, especially tonight, and down that left field line too. 3-2, he got him. Oh, he didn't. The pitch was high. McCarthy able to check. I thought that was going to be a called third strike. It just missed up, and so McCarthy works a walk, and the first two have reached against Freddie here in the top of the fifth inning. And now here's Alec Thomas. But you have the smoke from those grills just billowing out and forming under the lights here tonight in Maryvale. Pretty cool stuff. First pitch to Alec Thomas is a fastball that missed high, and it's 1-0. I would guess this could be it for Freddie, last batter time. He's almost at 90 pitches. This one's going to be number 87. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. That was a good slider down in the dirt. And Thomas swung over the top of it. It's 1-1. First and second, nobody out here in the top of the fifth inning. An 8-8 ball game. There's been 21 hits in this game. The 1-1 nailed the outside edge with a changeup. And that was a generous strike by Brian Walsh. He hasn't given out many generous strikes, but that one probably was a touch outside, and Peralta got the call. Freddie brings home the 1-2 pitch. That missed up and away. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. The one thing about Freddie tonight that he probably will critique himself on is that a lot of his misses have been easy takes for the hitters. That last one, a great example of it. Arm side, up and away. Pretty easy take for Alec Thomas. Here's the 2-2 pitch. That's down in the dirt all the way back to the backstop. And moving up 90 feet on the wild pitch are Moreno and McCarthy. So now second and third and nobody out. Brewers bring the infield in. And it's a full count to Alec Thomas at 3-2. Josh, you had had a few days off down here in the desert. You did Monday's game against the Padres, and I think you're probably having flashbacks right now. Mm-hmm. 3-2, swing and a miss. Climbed the ladder with a fastball at 95, and he strikes out Alec Thomas. An ortho ASAP strikeout, and there's one away. And that's it for Freddy Peralta. He'll end his night on a strikeout on his 91st pitch of this game. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You are listening to the Brewers Radio
this
Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Back with you from American Family Fields of Phoenix. Tied at 8. Runners at second and third. One away here in the fifth. And Abner Uribe coming on. It is a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Brewers fans, with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Hey, ready to sweeten your game? It's time for Quick Trip's Nature's Touch ice cream. Ooh, making moves like the starting lineup of a championship team. Whether you're gearing up for the big game, celebrating a win, or just looking for a sweet break in the action. Chocolate, vanilla, cookies and cream, mint chocolate chip, and more. Yeah, there's no such thing as a bad pick. So why wait? Flavor doesn't scoop itself. Get your hands on your winning Nature's Touch ice cream flavor today. Only at Quick Trip.
Hi, friends. Are you a retiree like myself and have some spare time and wanting to meet new people? I drive school bus for Cobuson Buses. I enjoy seeing many smiling faces, and I still have time for the activities I enjoy. Cobuson Buses offers a flexible schedule, and it's a well-paid part-time job. It's the perfect balance of work and play. Come join me, make a difference in your community. Visit Cobuson.com for more information and to find a Cobuson terminal near you.
Abner Uribe takes over on the mound here in the top of the fifth inning, an 8-8 ball game. Diamondbacks with runners at second and third and one away, facing Geraldo Perdomo. And Uribe's first pitch misses up and away at 99 miles per hour. U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. Proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. They remind you that when the game is on, turn your notifications off with Us Mode. The 1-0 is rolled foul over near the coaches outside the Brewers' first base dugout. It's 1-1. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Uribe, probably not a bad thing for him to inherit some runners in this outing. 1-1, that is a strike at the knees. With a two-seam fastball at 99, and it's 1-2. As a reliever, you like to try to replicate game-like situations, and he's not always going to be able to come into a clean inning over the course of the entirety of the season. 1-2 pitch. Popped up. Left field. Bowers back on it. Now backpedaling a few steps shy of the warning track. He makes the catch. Tagging at third is Moreno. He will score. The Diamondbacks with a 9-8 lead here in the fifth. Moving up 90 feet. To third is McCarthy. It's a sac fly for Perdomo for the second out of the inning. The ball really carrying tonight. That was a pop-up, and it just kept carrying out there. And Bowers ended up maybe, I don't know, 10 feet shy of the warning track before he caught it. So now runner at third, and a one-run lead for the Diamondbacks. And here's Ketel Marte. And Abner misses up and away with a fastball. It's 1-0. It's been quite a night for Marte. He's a home run away from the cycle. A Cactus League cycle. Ooh. In his sights here tonight. 1-0 pitch and a nasty slider from Abner Uribe. And Marte checked on it, but he took it for a strike. It's 1-1. He hit 36 home runs a season ago in that Silver Slugger season for Ketel Marte, third in the MVP voting. And the switch hitter up there is a lefty against Uribe. Abner's 1-1 pitch is lined into right field, and that is down for a base hit. Trotting home and scoring is McCarthy, and it's a 4-for-4 night for Ketel Marte. He's driven in four, and you can't hit it much harder than he just hit that ball. That ball was scorched.
Started for him on the very first pitch of the game 2 hours ago.
2 hours ago.
Exactly 2 hours ago at 6:10 local. It's now 8:10, and he had a double fair past first, and he's kept hitting it hard ever since.
We are not halfway through this game yet. Here's a slider for a strike to Corbin Carroll, and it's 0-1. In spring training with the new rules, that's hard to do. No balls at one strike here on Corbin Carroll, who's batting for the fourth time tonight. And he golfs one through the right side and into right field for a base hit. Marte turns second on his way to third. And it'll be runners on the corners for the Diamondbacks with two away. First hit of the night for Carroll. He had been 0-for-3. And now here's Lourdes Gurriel Jr., who had the two-run home run back in the first, had the RBI single in the fourth inning. And now Contreras out to chat with Abner Uribe. Trips to the mound brought to you by Pottawatomie Sportsbook. They have dozens of sports betting kiosks, a massive video wall, seating for over 200, full food menu and bar, VIP seating and more. It's a sports betting paradise. Bet above the rest. So here's Gurriel. Again, runners on the corners and two away. It is a 10-8 Diamondbacks lead here in the top of the fifth. And now a warning to Abner to make sure that he sees the eyes of the hitter before he comes set. Uribe's first pitch is down and away. The breaking ball, and it's 1-0. It'll be good to have the electricity of Abner Uribe's right arm back in that Brewers bullpen this year. Big time stuff. The 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. He went after a two-seam fastball at 100 miles per hour. That was down below the zone. Abner, of course, had the suspension last year, was optioned, and then got injured playing hacky sack and never was able to get back on a mound last year. Had to deal with the injury and get himself healthy after surgery, and now he's back on the mound and ready to go as he overthrew that fastball at 100 again, but it was low and out of the zone, and it's 2-1 on Gurriel. Uribe comes set, and now the 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss, sinker down and away. That seems to be his pitch he's getting the most deception with right now, that sinker down. He's getting a lot of swing and miss with it. Righty on righty here with Gurriel at the plate against Uribe. Two-two pitch is a liner past the diving glove of Garcia and into left field for a base hit. Marte jogs home. It's 11-8 Diamondbacks. So a three spot here in the top of the fifth inning as Gurriel lines one past Garcia at short. That's the fourth hit of this inning for the Diamondbacks. And now here's Eugenio Suarez. He's the eighth batter of the inning. Uribe's pitch, swing and a miss. Slider off the plate, and it's 0-1.
So the Diamondbacks have two players with four RBI tonight. Marte had it, and now Gurriel joins them.
0-1, missed low. It's one ball and one strike. Well, it's time for a vibe check, Josh. We could use a cooler full of Vizzy Hard Seltzer. Big vibe. Vizzy Hard Seltzer, the seltzer that passes the vibe check.
Hear, hear on that.
The 1-1 is hit well. Left center field, that'll plug the gap, roll all the way to the wall. One run is in, that's Carroll. A second run on its way home. Here's Gurriel, and the throw is late. Two more come in on the two-run double by Eugenio Suarez. And the Diamondbacks lead it 13-8. And it is a five-run top of the fifth inning. All the offense in this game, and this is the most prevalent inning of them all so far. Suarez's first hit of the night. And now here's Ben McLaughlin. Uribe kicks and delivers. And a fastball on the outside edge at 98. It's 0-1. Ben McLaughlin entered this game last inning, already coming to the plate for the second time. He made the last out of the top of the fourth inning. And this is lined down the left field line, but foul. And it's nothing and two on Ben McLaughlin. Uribe takes the glove off for a moment. Works the baseball in his hands. No balls and two strikes here on McLaughlin. The pitch. And he missed low with a slider. And it's 1-2.
This is an example of just how talented major league hitters are. Abner Uribe's throwing 100 miles an hour with a wipeout slider, and yet these Diamondbacks, Marte, Carroll, Gurriel, Suarez consecutively, have all gotten hard hit base hits against him.
They're the best in the world. I mean, there's just no other way around it. 1-2 pitch, and he went around, and that'll be a strikeout for Uribe of McLaughlin. And the Diamondbacks send nine to the plate and plate five of those batters. And they take an 8-8 ball game and turn it into a 13-8 lead as we go to the bottom of the fifth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom-and-pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil and LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
The Milwaukee Brewers play here all season long. Catch the game on us, WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
Thompson takes over on the mound for the Diamondbacks as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning, a 13-8 Arizona lead. And Tyler Black, the number 9 hitter for the Crew, leads things off. And Thompson's first pitch is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Thompson, right-hander, he drops down sidearm. And he can be a tough matchup on right-handed hitters. He is not a small sidearming right-hander as the breaking ball tries to creep back in over the plate, but it missed outside. And it's 1-1. The pitch, that breaking ball caught the outside corner, and it's 1-2. He is 6'5", 210 pounds, closing in on 33 years of age. He'll be 33 in June. A lot of time in the Tampa Bay organization for Ryan Thompson. Began his career in the Astros organization. 2-2 now here on Tyler Black. Brewers saw him last year in that series in Arizona. There is a slider that missed outside, and the count is full, 3-2. Thompson looks in, and the 3-2 pitch. That missed outside, and it's a walk to Tyler Black. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. So Black works a walk, and now here's Caleb Durbin. All these starters in this game getting plenty of ABs. As this has been an offensive night, 25 hits between the two teams, 21 runs, and we're just in the bottom of the fifth. Pitch to Durbin. Breaking ball caught the inside corner. And it's 0-1.
Normally when there's a game like this in the Cactus League, Lane, the conditions have a lot to do with it. But that's not really the case tonight. It's a nice night. There's no wind.
Spin and a throw to first, and back in time is Tyler Black. Yeah, the ball was carrying early, but, I mean, night falls upon us now. And there is not a breath of wind. Black lengthens his lead over at first, the 0-1 pitch. That missed just a little bit low, and it's 1-1.
You mentioned I was doing a similar game to this with Tim Dillard, was my broadcast partner on Monday when the Brewers were playing the Padres. And Tim said, these are the games when you're in the bullpen, you run when the phone rings.
The 1-1 popped up foul and out of play, and it's 1-2.
Don't call my name.
You don't run to the phone. You're running away from the phone.
Yeah. And I said, is that really a thing? He said, oh, yeah. You're just hoping that it's not your name being called.
One ball and two strikes on Caleb Durbin. I would get that. Like, I don't care how confident of a person you are and how much success you've had. You see other guys giving it up out there, and it's going to... This ball is hit high and deep to center off the bat of Durbin, but the ballpark's going to hold it. Backpedaling is Thomas a few steps in front of the warning track at the cutout in left center. Hit to the deepest part of the park. Ballpark held it by enough, and there's one away. But you see other guys. You see Corbin Burns and Freddie Peralta get touched up a little bit. That has to affect you a little bit from a confidence standpoint. I don't care who you are. If they can get hit tonight. So here's Jackson Churio. First pitch to Churio is a slider that missed inside, and it's 1-0.
That game Monday ended up being 14-8 San Diego, so that was in 9 innings. This is 13-8 in 5 innings, not even.
Hold my beer.
We're on pace.
Hold my Miller Lite. Toss to first, and back in time is Black. Well, the crowd of 9,597, season high down here in the Cactus League at this ballpark. They are getting a lot of offense. 1-0 is a bouncer back up the middle plate on the forehand by Perdomo. He flips to second. Marte makes the turn in time. It goes 6-4-3, and the inning is over. We head to the sixth. A 13-8 Diamondbacks lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
With all the money you can save on gas when you use the Club Citgo Rewards app, you're good to go. But good to go where? Good to go fly first class?
Hot towel.
Cool. Good to go to the opera? Oh, good to sit ringside at a boxing match? Good to go salsa dancing? Tap dancing? Or polka dancing? Download Citgo's money-saving Club Citgo app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
Save big money on your next outdoor project at Menards. Menards has the best in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated wood fencing, lumber, and decking. All easy to load in our convenient drive-through lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our fence and deck design programs in-store or on Menards.com. Don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
American Family Insurance is always a great call. That's because their agents are always there to protect your dreams.
To eight Diamondbacks. We head to the sixth inning here at American Family Fields of Phoenix. Admiral Ribe will get back up and go out for a second inning on the mound. This is another one of those things that you'll typically see a guy do late in spring training. Some relievers will go back to back. Some relievers will maybe span multiple innings just to make sure they've done it before the regular season is upon them. So here's Gabriel Moreno, and the first pitch to him is a slider in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Craig Yoho is getting loose in the Brewers' bullpen. Abner threw 21 pitches in the previous inning, so he is probably not long for this outing. Another slider caught the inside corner, and now it's 0-2. And now time called by Moreno as he steps out of the box. No balls and two strikes on the Diamondbacks catcher. Uribe looks in. And the 0-2. Missed low with a breaking ball, and it's one ball and two strikes. Well, nothing beats springtime in Wisconsin. 55 degrees back home today. Nice temperatures back home. Good night to grill that using your sausage if you're back in Wisconsin. You might not be doing it at 10:27 on a Friday night, but if you are, good for you. Pitch miss low, two balls and two strikes.
There's never a bad time to
do it. No, nothing wrong with that. It's Milwaukee's family-owned and operated sausage house since 1880, made exclusively in Milwaukee for 145 years, America's finest. 2-2, and Moreno took a little bit high with a two-seam fastball, and the count is full. It's 3-2. I think I've probably grilled at 10:30 at night before at some point in my life. Rebase 3-2 pitch. Foul down that right field line, twisting into the Brewers' bullpen and out of play.
That's the time of the night when you're happy when somebody else is doing the grilling for you. But you're happy to eat it.
I will tell you, there is something like therapeutic for me about just getting the grill started and being out on the deck. The smells, the sounds. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Blue one past Moreno. Ortho ASAP strikeout for Abner Uribe. And that'll be it for Abner as Pat Murphy's out of the dugout. And a call to the bullpen has been made. U.S. Cellular proud to support the Brew Crew when the game is on. Don't miss your chance to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers. U.S. Cellular built for us. Craig Yoho coming on for the Crew, a 13-8 Diamondbacks lead here in the top of the sixth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Now's the time to plan your total experience getaway to the Island Resort and Casino. With over 450 hotel rooms and a luxurious spa, relax in style before diving into nonstop casino action. Watch your favorite teams on the big screens and enjoy great food and drinks at T-McSee Sports Bar, or savor top-tier dining at Horizon Steakhouse. Then amp up your night with live music and comedy. Head to where the big game, big wins, and big fun come together. The Island Resort and Casino.
At Purveya, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors just like me who practice at Purveya.
At Purveya Health, we're led by doctors
who really care about you. That's why our patients
are always treated with patience.
And the first treatment we prescribe
is kindness.
Purveya Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
Well, Craig Yoho will take over on the mound for the Brewers. And Craig Yoho has been one of the names that everybody's been talking about this spring. He'll not be on the opening day roster, but a guy that figures to help this team at some point this year out of the bullpen. He faces Jake McCarthy, and he misses with a two-seam fastball downstairs. It's 1-0. One out, nobody on here in the top of the sixth inning, a 13-8 Diamondbacks lead. Yoho brings home the changeup, and he bunted through it for a strike, and it's 1-1. That changeup is something else from Craig Yoho. Now he works on the pitch com for a moment. Gets his hat back on. He's ready to resume. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Missed up and away with a cut fastball that time, and it's 2-1. He has as good a changeup as you will see. Brewers fans are used to seeing great changeups from their bullpen. 2-1. This is lifted into shallow left. Long run for Jake Bowers. He won't get there. It'll drop in there for a base hit. Two-seamer on the inside edge, and McCarthy just kind of muscled it, got his hands in, and muscled it out the other way for a base hit. So there's a man on with one away for Alec Thomas. Well, get 0% interest for up to 6 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Their team installs year-round, so why wait? Pitch is a little bit low, and it's 1-0. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com, valid through March 31st. That's also the same day as the home opener. 1-0 pitch. It is a changeup in there for a strike, and it's 1-1.
Isn't that wild that it's just a week from Monday? We'll have that opening day against the Royals.
1-1. Swing and a miss. He blew a fastball by him in 93, and it's 1-2. It's even more wild to me that we are inside of a week from the regular season, from opening day at Yankee Stadium. One-two pitch. And he missed with a changeup inside. It's 2-2. Diamondbacks with a 13-8 lead. 2-2 pitch. Curveball missed outside. Count is full. It's 3-2.
I don't think it is a stretch to say that pitching-wise, Craig Yoho may have been the story of the camp for the Brewers.
3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss at the changeup. That was a nasty changeup from Yoho. And Alec Thomas just kind of sighs as he walks back into the dugout. Ortho ASAP strikeout, and there's two away for Geraldo Perdomo. When a guy has a changeup like this one, As a switch hitter, I think I would toy with the idea of hitting the other from the other side of the plate. Pitch is a strike on the outside edge, and it's 0-1. I mean, as a left-handed hitter against that changeup, and he starts it on the outside part of the plate, you just have no shot against that pitch. 0-1. There's the changeup. One hopper to second base. Glove by Durbin. Throws to first in time, and the inning is over. Yoho calming things down a little bit in the desert as the Brewers put up a zero in the top of the sixth. We go to the bottom of six, 13-8 Diamondbacks. On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center. At Benson Insurance Agency, they've got you covered for life's unexpected twists. From life and car insurance to home, UTV, four-wheeler, farm, commercial auto, and property, they've got you covered. Count on them for competitive rates and professional services that prioritize your peace of mind. Your protection is their priority. Call them at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in safeguarding what matters most. They're not just agents, they're your advocates.
Just like no two people are the same, no two days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Hey.
William Contreras to lead off the bottom of the sixth inning. Ryan Thompson stays out there on the mound for the Diamondbacks. And a bunch of changes for you from Arizona. We'll get those to you here as we move along in this bottom of the sixth. First pitch to Contreras. He is outside, and it's 1-0. I can tell you that there is a new shortstop, Christopher Torin, or Torin. Is the new shortstop.
These changes for the Diamondbacks now playing second base is number three. Jesus
pitch misses Valdez. From Thompson. It's two balls and no strikes. Thompson's 2-0. Is lined back up the middle and into center field for a base hit for Contreras. A four-hit night for William. He has looked very good at the plate. Came in hitting 379 on the spring, so he's going to flirt with 500. Before this thing is all said and done. Slade Caldwell is the new center fielder, replacing Alec Thomas. As Reese Hoskins comes to the plate. Yasel Soler is the new third baseman. Christian Robinson is the new right fielder.
Now the game in left field is number 33, A.J. Vukovic.
As Thompson looks in. And the pitch to Hoskins is a strike on the outside edge, and it's 0-1. Jesus Valdez, the new second baseman.
And in right field is number 10, Christian Robinson. 10 Robinson.
And I believe A.J. Vukovic is in the game as well. 0-1 is swung on and fouled back and into the net, and it's 0-2. And Vukovic is in left. So everybody's new except for Gabriel Moreno. He stays in to catch Ryan Thompson here. A 13-8 Diamondbacks lead in the bottom of the sixth. Thompson's pitch, and the 0-2 missed up and away with a sinking fastball. It's 1-2. 27 hits in this game.
Nobody can hop over there. It is all
1-2 pitch, swing and a miss at a slider down and away. Hoskins strikes out. Hoskins likely done for the night. He'll end it with two hits and going 2-for-4. He's had a very good spring. And now here's Garrett Mitchell. One away and one on for the crew here. Mitchell, an RBI single back in the fourth inning. He is 1-for-3 on the night. And the pitch, a swing and a miss at a changeup. It's a really good changeup from Thompson. Starts on the outside edge and then works its way just a little bit off the plate. It's a hard pitch to get to as a left-handed hitter. A one. And he missed low with a breaking ball that time. One ball and one strike on Mitchell. In the on-deck circle is Eduardo Garcia, who came into this game when Joey Ortiz left back in the third inning. Ortiz believed to be fine. Nothing to be of major concern. 1-1 is lined right into the glove of the new shortstop, Turin, and his throw to first is going to hit off the facing of the Brewers dugout. So he tried to double off Contreras, but the throw was errant. Not sure he would have got him anyway. And there's two outs.
More loud contact from Garrett Mitchell. The last two times he's batted, mm-hmm. he has hit two almost identically rocketed line drives.
You talk big picture a little bit. I think that Garrett Mitchell is such a key to this offense finding and realizing all of its potential in 2025. As Garcia steps in there and the pitch caught the outside edge, it's 0-1. If he can finally put together a healthy season and get into a rhythm and be able to get himself settled into the year, it just hasn't happened for him yet. Towards the end of last season, you started to see it click for him. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball, and it's 0-2 on Garcia. And that was really the first extended amount of time he'd been able to be in the big leagues and play and be healthy. And that could be a big deal for him. He has less at-bats in the big leagues than Jackson Chourio does. 0-2 pitch, and Garcia able to lay off that slider off the plate. It's 1-2. And the tools are there for Garrett Mitchell to be an exceptional player. A little more power than people realize. Great speed. He can put the ball in play more consistently. 1-2. Popped up. Foul territory. This one's going to find the seats behind the Brewers' first base dugout. And it stays at 1-2. I think the sky's the limit for Garrett. I really do.
It really looks like, Lane, he's going to bat in the middle of the order, as he did a lot late in the season 2024. He could be a bat fourth, bat fifth, almost every day kind of guy.
Gives you an opportunity to really accumulate some numbers when you're batting in that part of the lineup, too. One ball and two strikes on Garcia. Thompson brings home the pitch, and he reaches out and skies it in the air, shallow center. Coming in is the center fielder Caldwell to make the catch, and the inning is over. We head to the seventh inning. The Diamondbacks lead it 13-8 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Shop Pick and Save for your tailgate. Earn a free Brewers ticket for every $50 spent with your Fresh Perks card at Pick and Save now through April 15th. Visit pickandsave.com/brewers for full details. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Come on, Kellen. You're going to miss your bus.
I'm going as fast as I can. I guess I'm just not a morning person.
You're going to be a walking person if you don't hurry up.
Maybe if I could have some Cedar Crest ice cream for breakfast, I'd wake up faster.
Seriously, I love Cedar Crest as much as anybody, but you're not having it for breakfast.
Nice try, Kellen.
I tell you what, if both of you can get ready for school on time and finish all your homework, we can have Cedar Crest ice cream every Friday night.
Yeah, Mom.
Jan from Toyota here. Feeling cooped up from winter? Well, now until March 31st is the perfect time for a new Toyota, like Camry, Grand Highlander, and more. So you can get back out there and do the things you love, like hitching up the boat to a tundra for a lake day.
I haven't water skied in a long time.
Live out your spring fantasies with a new Toyota. Come in today.
Go from dreaming it to driving it. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Toyota, let's go places.
How can you not be romantic about this?
Back, track, gone!
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
...13-8, Diamondbacks with the lead as we head to the seventh inning. And back in with the play-by-play, here's Josh Maurer.
All right, Lane, thank you very much. What an offensive night. The one night game this spring at American Family Fields of Phoenix. Combined 21 runs. Craig Yoho back on the hill for the Brewers. No changes defensively. He delivers strike one on the batter. In the leadoff spot right now is Christopher Torin. Pitch. Ground ball towards first, inside the bag, fair, and it rolls towards the right field corner. Good job by Chorio to get over there and cut it off. That'll hold the new shortstop, Christopher Torin, at first base, a leadoff wrong-way single. They took out everybody but their catcher. And most of those changes came last inning, so Torrey Lovello could make a different lineup, essentially, and he did. You got the shortstop, Torin, leading off. Batting second is the center fielder, Slade Caldwell. And he hits one late, foul on the ground up the first baseline. Third baseline, I should say. He's a left-handed batter. Nothing in one, so Torin is at first. And the leadoff spot tonight for Arizona is now 5-for-5. The one is up and in. It's 1-1 on Slade Caldwell. That's because Ketel Marte went 4-for-4. With four runs batted in before he exited. This is Corbin Carroll's spot. Caldwell waits. The center fielder takes outside from Yoho, 2-1. Craig came in last inning, faced three batters, gave up a hit, then got the next two out. Now 28 combined hits tonight. Caldwell lifts a foul left field side, slicing out of play, count even 2-2. Josh Maurer, Lane Grindle with producer-engineer Ken Sommerfeld. To borrow the basketball theme of the week, we have reached the final four. The final 4 days of the Cactus League.
That's right.
2-2 pitch. Caldwell takes it very high. It's a full count. We've got tonight's game, then Saturday, Sunday, Monday contests, and that's it. Then it all counts. 3-2, nobody out. Torin leads, and he runs from first on a ground ball past the diving first baseman Blacken into right field. A base hit for Slade Caldwell. First to third goes Torin as he was in motion there. A couple of ground ball singles out of the reach of the Brewers' first baseman here in the inning. And Craig Yoho with a rare sign of trouble. As dominant as he's been throughout the spring, it's runners on the corners, nobody out. As the Diamondbacks try to add on to a 13-8 lead. Occupying the third spot in the batting order is the third baseman, Yasel Soler. He'll bat a right-handed hitter and takes a strike on a sinker there from Yoho. Here's what we've had tonight. Diamondbacks scored four runs in the first, four runs in the fourth, and then five runs in the fifth. Soler checked up on a curveball low and away, 1-1. I think he calls that a slider. The data we get calls it a curveball. I've seen the media members talking about that really nasty breaking pitch referred to as a slider. Brewers scored two in the first, four in the second, two in the fourth. 1-1 pitch, ground ball, back up the middle and into center field, base hit. Yasel Soler scoring from third. Christopher Torin stopping at second, Slade Caldwell. And now even with the backups all in there for the Diamondbacks, they're still getting hits left and right. It's now 14-8. Nobody out on three straight singles here in the seventh against Craig Yoho. That was a seeing eye ground ball just out of the reach of Brewers shortstop Eduardo Garcia. Occupying the cleanup spot, A.J. Vukovic, and he swings and misses over the big changeup that Yoho can dazzle you with. It's nothing in one. A.J. Vukovic is now the left fielder. So runners on at first and second with still nobody out here in the seventh inning. 0-1 on A.J. Vukovic. Here's the pitch. Chop. Very softly, third base side, foul. One ball and two strikes. Schneider and their professional truck drivers give you a safe driving tip during each and every one of our broadcasts all season long. Tonight's is buckle up whenever you're behind the wheel. Pitch is down and away, 2-2. It's the law to buckle up, and it can save your life. So take heed of those tips. Thank you to Schneider. 2-2. Vukovic waits on the pitch. Swing and a miss at the changeup. He struck him out. There's the first out in the seventh. That pitch will fool even the best of major league hitters. Ben McLaughlin, the first baseman, has been in the game now for four innings. He's 0 for 2 as a hitter after Pavin Smith left the game with what we were told was a wrist injury. Pitch to McLaughlin, a lefty. It's the breaking ball taken low. It's 1-0. So the Diamondbacks have had three innings in this game with at least four runs. 1-0 pitch. McLaughlin took a letter high strike. Brewers had that four-run second and a pair of runs in the first and the fourth. 14-8 Arizona. The pitch misses down low. It's 2-1 on Ben McLaughlin. Grant Anderson is up in the Brewers bullpen here. If you're just joining us, this crowd tonight, the largest at the Brewers home ballpark for the spring, all camp. 2-1, squibbed foul on the changeup by McLaughlin, 2-2. 9,597 on a mid-70-degree Friday night. Gorgeous. We'll take a drive around the league, brought to you by Construction Business Group. 2-2 pitch, fouled off by McLaughlin. Fastball got a piece, hit it into the netting. It remains 2-2. Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors building Wisconsin together. Earlier today, Hunter Green of the Reds made his final start. 2-2 pitch. McLaughlin gets a piece of the change and squibs a foul to the backstop. It remains 2-2. Terry Francona, the new manager of the Reds, has named Hunter Green his opening day starting pitcher. Today, he gave up three runs in five innings against Seattle in a Reds 5-3 win. 2-2 again. McLaughlin took the breaking ball down and in, full count. We were talking about the Reds a little bit earlier tonight. It feels like they're going to be an intriguing team this year with Tito Francona now at the helm. And you know how good Hunter Green can be. 3-2, swing and a miss. Change up. Back-to-back strikeouts for Yoho on that pitch, and that'll end his day. Ortho ASAP. You can start healing faster. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. So three straight hits to begin the inning against Mr. Yoho. And a run in, but then back-to-back K's and Grant Anderson coming in as Pat Murphy makes a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. Proud to support the Brew Crew. When the game is on, don't miss your chance to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers. U.S. Cellular built for us. 14-8 Diamondbacks, two on, two out in the seventh on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Nursing students often endure long wait lists, but Concordia University Wisconsin assures entry into their nursing program upon acceptance. Broad exposure prepares CUW students for diverse nursing specialties with hands-on clinical experience in hospitals and other healthcare settings, leading to high job placement rates for graduates. CUW provides a faith-based education with a focus on holistic care. Graduates are prepared to address patients' physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. Your journey awaits at cuw.edu/bucks.
With all the money you can save on gas when you use the Club Citgo Rewards app, you're good to go. But good to go where? Good to go fly first class?
Hot towel.
Cool. Good to go to the opera? Good to sit ringside at a boxing match? Ooh. good to go salsa dancing? Tap dancing? Or polka dancing? Download Citgo's money-saving Club Citgo app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
Come on, guys. Get your shoes on. We're heading to Grandma's house.
Can I have an ice cream sandwich on the way? I saw some cedar crust in the freezer.
And you thought those were for you?
Well, yeah, I did.
Because you're the only one who likes cedar crust ice cream?
No, Arlo likes it too.
Yes, I do.
And I know how much you love your kids, Mom. Almost as much as your kids love cedar crust.
Well, you're right. But don't eat all of them. Your dad and I like Cedar Crest too. Grab one for each of us.
Cedar Crest ice cream sandwiches, available in vanilla and black cherry.
Brent Anderson, the new pitcher for the Brewers. Two out and two on in the seventh. It's 14-8 Arizona, and a pinch hitter, Aramis Garcia, is going to greet the right-hander Anderson. First pitch pumped in over the inside corner, strike one. So Craig Yoho got four outs. Three of them came on K's. Did give up four hits and at least a run. The two runners belong to Yoho. Garcia hitting for Gabby Moreno. Catcher switch. The last of the starters that were still in there for the Diamondbacks will come out. Pitch misses outside, 1-1. Moreno hit one of the two-run home runs in the first inning tonight off of Freddy Peralta. Garcia, backup catcher. 1-1 from Anderson, who slings it way outside on a breaking ball, and it's 2-1. Anderson, the fifth pitcher for the Brewers in this lengthy ballgame. 2-1 pitch. And Garcia rockets a base hit out of the reach of the shortstop in the left center field. He's going to drive in a run as scoring from second base, Slade Caldwell. Throw to third, not in time. It gets away momentarily from the third baseman, Oliver Dunn, but not far enough for that second runner to go home. That was Yasiel Soler. It's an RBI single for the pinch hitter Aramis Garcia. He goes to second on that play at third, and it's now 15-8. And the beat goes on. That was hard hit. No real chance for Eduardo Garcia, the shortstop, to get it. And now they are on second and third. Still two out, and Manuel Pena is going to pinch hit for Jake McCarthy, the DH. Pitches outside, ball one. Grant Anderson came into camp, a chance to make the big league bullpen. Brewers got him in a trade from the Rangers in January. He'd been in the big leagues the last couple of years with Texas. 1-0 pitch, line shot towards second, caught. Backhanded, reaching downward, Caleb Durbin. That was a rocket. Wow, Durbin caught that ball. It saved two runs, likely. Off the bat of the pinch hitter, Pena, Manuel Pena. Everything's being hit hard tonight. It's time to stretch. Two more runs for the Diamondbacks. They lead 15-8 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Being a Pella consultant means helping people build their dreams.
Customers really appreciate just how prepared we are. All the samples, the videos, pictures.
We're with you from start to finish. You literally have a friend from beginning to end and beyond with your project.
Our Pella team simplifies the process, taking time to listen and find the right solution for you. And right now, get 0% interest for up to 72 months. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Certain restrictions apply. It's 331-2025.
Hey, ready to sweeten your game? It's time for Quick Trip's Nature's Touch ice cream. Ooh, making moves like the starting lineup of a championship team. Whether you're gearing up for the big game, celebrating a win, or just looking for a sweet break in the action. Chocolate, vanilla, cookies and cream, mint chocolate chip, and more. Yeah, there's no such thing as a bad pick. So why wait? Flavor doesn't scoop itself. Get your hands on your winning Nature's Touch ice cream flavor today. Only at Quick Trip.
Brewers fans, with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. That's because their team is always there to protect your dreams.
Joe Mansupply takes over. As we go to the bottom of the seventh inning, it is the Diamondbacks having scored seven unanswered, leading the game 15-8. Mansupply veteran lefty Isaac Collins pinch hits for Jake Bauer. Swings at the first pitch, lifts one into the air and a right. Play for the new right fielder Christian Robinson. Looking up into the dark sky, he makes the catch. So Isaac Collins has had a very nice spring and still in the conversation to break camp with the big club, but he flies out on the very first pitch he sees. It's going to bring up Oliver Dunn, who's gone the whole way at third. And Mansupply delivers strike one.
This game has everything. A lot of hits. We had a guy leave in the middle of an at-bat at the shortstop position, remove himself from the game.
It's now 0-2 on Oliver Dunn. You ever see the old SNL sketch Stefan on Weekend Update?
Yeah.
This game has everything.